I believe. So, you know, I know people that have refused the radiation, the chemotherapy. They end up living longer than the people, the majority of them that I know, that go through the chemotherapy and this kind of thing. I'm not a doctor. Again, I'm not giving out medical advice. I'm just saying that this seems to be the case, you know. And so, be interesting to see the stats on people, if there are real stats on people that refuse the mainstream, you know, treatment, and those that don't. Be really interesting to try to deduce the numbers there. But yeah, I mean, but this whole idea that, you know, these people that just get on their knees and worship the royal family in America, you know, disgusts me. It really does, you know. Oh God, Kate Middleton has cancer. Oh yeah, who cares? I mean, honestly, she doesn't care about you. Why should you care about her? Hmm? I mean, it's just absolutely insanity. The things that people in this country worship. And in the second hour, I'll get into other topics that bother me. On cloud shoes that white guys wear. On cloud shoes that white people wear. That white guys wear. They pay like $300 for on cloud sneakers. Which is like the same, you know, price you pay for like Air Jordans if you're a Groid, if you're black, right? So these people, white guys, they're like, yo, you know, yeah, hey, you know, I'm Donald Trump guy, you know, blah, blah. I got me a pair of On Clouds. And I'm like, what does that even mean? Do these sneakers actually make you feel like you're walking on freaking clouds? Do they make you feel that way? I mean, yeah, and I've heard this before. They're like, dude, try this shoe on. Try my shoe on. This is an On Cloud right here. Try this On Cloud shoe on. I tried the On Cloud shoe on, and I got to tell you, it felt just as crappy as a Walmart no-name brand shoe. And they're like, dude, this is On Cloud. They're Swiss shoes. Okay, so I did some research because I'm obsessed with On Cloud shoes. All right. Because here's the thing. The Oy Vey's that run the sneaker industry. Okay. The Oy Vey's that run the sneaker industry, market both sides to blacks. They push the Air Jordans, which is, oh God, you know, all that kind of thing. And to whites, they market the On Cloud, but they're all made in like Southeast Asia, you know, like the On Cloud shoes say that they're a Swiss shoe, but all their production, and you can look it up, is in Vietnam, right? So all these guys that are like, dude, this shoe, it's all psychological. It's like a placebo. It's like a, you know, it's like, oh, because they're hyped up that they're buying the Swiss shoe. They think that their shoe is better than all the other shoes because it's a Swiss shoe. Oh my God, I'm wearing a Swiss shoe. Switzerland, corporate headquarters in Switzerland. I'm walking on freaking clouds over here. I'm walking on clouds. I'm walking on so many clouds, dude. I'm with Jesus hanging out in heaven, walking on clouds. No, dude, you're eating fried lice and dog in Vietnam with the On Cloud because their production is in Vietnam. You can look it up. On Cloud. Where are On Cloud shoes made? Vietnam. So when I go to like a Target or a Walmart and I buy my sneakers and I pay $16, maybe $20, or a Burlington Coat Factory and I buy sneakers like, you know, they're like $24, you know, old, outdated Converse or whatever. They're just as good as the On Cloud. They're all made in Bangladesh, Vietnam, this kind of thing. So, you know, it's the bottom line. So OnCloud is literally an MK Ultra. So here's my thing. OnCloud is an MK Ultra psyop to get white people to buy sneakers like black people do Air Jordans. How do you like it? We got phone calls. Let's see what we got going. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Mark in New York, you are live. What's going on?
Hey, good evening, Mike. You know, Kate Middleton, you know, I'd groom her still anytime before the age of 40.
She is hot. She is hot, man. She's hot, but, you know, I hope she survives just so I can look at her, you know?
Hey, did you see this guy in, this guy named Patel tried to take a plane down from Tampa to, Philadelphia. Says, according to the court records, Patel began erratically yelling and cursing at the passengers and at one point said, expletive, you blue-eyed white devils, I'm going to take this plane down with all you mother expletives on it. There's your Pajit hijacker.
Well, you know, I get a Pajit hijacker every time I travel for my job and I go to a Pajit-run gas station, 7-Eleven. I can't take a dump, you know? No public restroom. No. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I paid $80 at the pump for premium, and I can't take a dump, you know?
So, hey, what's the difference between a Jew and a canoe?
Oh, this sounds good. What?
A canoe tips.
Oh, by the way, that's a great segue. Mark, that's a great segue for my next bit I was going to do. About, I went to a restaurant. I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. You're the caller. I went to a restaurant a couple days ago. I got bad service. And this is like the third time I got horrible service at this restaurant that I love. I'm not going to say the name because I love the food, but the service is freaking awful, right? So here's what I do. This is a real life hack for people like you and I that get bad service. You know, there's no tipping, and now in the digital age where you pay with your debit card or whatever, or you tap and pay or whatever, you know, they give you a receipt, and you put the tip amount and then the new amount right on the receipt, right, you know? But here's the key. When you calculate it and you put your new total there, it is a law. They can only enter in your new total, right? So what I do now is if I get bad service, I go to a restaurant, I get bad service. Say the bill is like $37, which it was. Okay. I gave them a $137 tip. And then on the new amount, on the receipt, I gave them $37. Right? So at first, LaQuisha's like going, oh God, I just need a whole salad on the table. Oh, Lord. And then she looks at the new amount and she can only enter legally because otherwise it's credit card fraud, right? So yeah. Here's the key.
Yeah.
So now I'm planning on going back to this restaurant and giving them 100% tip, 200% tip, 300% tips, right? And entering in the original amount. So that way they're like, what the F is going on? Is this guy really like generous but bad at mathematics, you know, or, you know, what is this guy's deal? I mean, this guy, you know, so they're all excited to be the server for my table when I go back, but they're not sure. And so when I finally get confronted, I'm just going to go, I love money. I'm going to tip you very well. So,
you know, it's too bad the professionally trained Don Campbell and you, got together and had a show of your own. It'd be like the best drive time radio show in the alleged free world. He was OCD Austin, but he was a flat earth knob. You and him would have been just awesome duel.
Well, thanks, man. I really appreciate that, man. It really means a lot, man. I try to, you know, my whole deal is these days, you know, back in my old days doing radio, I tried to be like all serious, you know, not really serious. I always did comedy, but, you know, everything is so preposterous today. It's like, you know, forget about it. You can't take any of this crap seriously anymore, you know? So what I want to do is, look, man, you're alive. You know, that's a good thing. And celebrate life and celebrate positivity. There's all this negativity going on that I don't like anymore, all this hate that I don't like anymore, because it doesn't accomplish anything in your own personal life. And, you know, hey, man, let's have fun. You know, we're here. Things have always been tyrannical. We lived through feudalism and monarchies and all these different type of repressive systems, and nothing's changed, you know. But I do believe we are at a point to where we can, at least, if we can't laugh at the situation, then we're in a bad place, brother. And I thank you so much for your call, man.
That's why I went back and listened to your show last time you guest host. I think I listened to it overall the 2 hours three times.
Well, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. You know?
All right, Mike. You take care.
All right. Take care, brother. Great call. We got the next call. I'm trying to drink this Guinness, and I can't see the name because I don't have my glasses. Julie, help me out. Who's the name?
Gregory here, Mike.
Gregory, what's going on, brother?
Hey, another beautiful day in socialist USA, right?
yeah.
And I'm having my happy hour with you, by golly. In fact, when you kicked back that first shot, I said, okay, I'll have my cinnamon whiskey. I get rock gut, put a bunch of cinnamon sticks in it, shake it up real good, and makes it good. And then I'm drinking Pacifico beer, but it's not Irish, but it's, you know, it takes the edge off.
Pacifico beer is weird beer. It's like, you know, it's not like a lager, but it's not like a... this is going to be beer talk now on the rest of the show. It's like an independent. It's like it's a craft beer, but not a craft beer, like a hipster neckbeard beer. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But it's still kind of like when you drink a Pacifico, you're like, oh God, he's one of those guys. You know, that's why I usually drink. Let me tell you what I usually drink. You know, Guinness has not been all finicked out. You know what I'm talking about? It's still pretty. Yeah. You can order Guinness and not look like a freaking Finook, you know? Because I don't want to say fag on radio. But the other thing is that Pacifica is kind of weak. It's like, if you're a heavy-duty drinker like me, Pacifica, you're like, yeah, is it really going to do the trick if I buy a 12-pack of this kind of thing? That's why you got to buy... You know, and look, I drink Jameson on purpose just to piss off the hipster libtards that hate me with the neckbeards. You know what I'm talking about? These axe-throwing, craft beer, neckbeard people that hate me and my content. And so I always, like, if I do a set at a comedy club, I'm drinking Jameson on stage, right?
Yeah.
Because, but like Pacifica... kind of falls into that category, Gregory, where it's like, where does it really fall? It's not a national beer, but it is, right? So what would you call it as a serious drinker?
I just call it a good beer that I don't mind buying because I get it for a good price, you know, about a buck a beer. And you're talking to a guy that used to make his own beer and people wanted to buy my beer. And I loved my amber ale. I made an amber ale that was just bad to the bone. Got it up to 6%. And I called it my stingy beer because I didn't share it that much. It was that righteous. And then I had a bad batch of beer. And that's when I started stealing. So I was stealing my own and, you know, just making sugar shine. But you can make sugar shine, you know, vodka or whiskey or whatever. It just depends on what you put in it, right? And, yeah, it's as long as I can get. I mean, the price of everything around me has gone up, except for even beer's gone up. Miss D, quiet. But whiskey, this cheap old whiskey I get is still $10.49, you know, one of those big liter.
Yeah, things. Yeah.
And I'm going, well, I can buy this just as cheap and add my own flavoring. I put vanilla flavoring in some of it. Sometimes I use coconut. It depends on, you know, the way I'm feeling like drinking. There's so many things you can do to, you know, make it, especially when you shake it up and you put your intent into it. I think there's a lot to that. And on your cancer deal, man, I thought of that long, long time ago. I mean, every time you go to the doctor, you're just playing Russian roulette for them to find something on you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I'm half Russian, so I'm half dead, you know?
Right. So we all got our way of diet. I mean, we're dying as we, every breath we take is one less we're going to be taking. But,
I always tell Gregory, I always tell the story of like, you know, look, I smoke, I drink, I do all these horrible things, but I swear to you, I swear to God, I'm in better shape and feel better and look better than all of my friends that don't drink, don't smoke, are in bad marriages, that go to the doctor all the time. They're like, they always meet me for like maybe one drink at the pub down the street that I go to. They're like, I'm like, hey man, come on, just have one Guinness with me. And they show, they're like, I just found out I have colon cancer. I just found out I have hypertension. I was like, quit going to the doctor, man. I mean, and look, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving out medical advice. This is a radio channel. But I'm saying it's amazing. The guys I know that don't give an F, you know what I mean, are doing great. You know, the guys I know that are straight edge and working out and trying to eat right and have a nagging wife and all this kind of stuff. Dude, their lives are horrible. They got these, I got MS, I got lupus, I got, you know, they got all these horrible diseases. And I'm like, dude, I might have them, but I'm too drunk to notice.
Yeah.
Living the best life, bro. I'm living my best life so drunk that I don't notice the cancer. You know, I'm so numbed out and checked out that I feel beautiful. I'm like, hey, let's go to the beach. Let's go surfing. Let's go windsailing. Let's go. You know, dude, I mean, these people, here's the thing. Stay away. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. This is RBN. But I'm telling you, stay away from the doctors is my point of view. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I quit seeing the eye doctor. They told me I had glaucoma and all this crap, and I had to do the stupid drops for the rest of my life. I finally told them to stick it where the sun don't shine. I started my own cannabis, making my own Rick Simpson oil until I found out that the paste is better, and I grow my own and make my own paste, and yahoo! And I smoke it, and my eyesight's a lot better than it was when I was going to see those morons, because those, you know, what they do to your eyes, I think, is invasive and not very healthy for you. I always didn't see very well after being tortured. Same thing with those damn dentists, man. I got some ugly dentist stories, and I haven't seen one of those idiots for a while, and I'm down to seven teeth, but I'm not going to see them. They are lying, cheating, backstabbing, pieces of blankety blank blank blank, man. But I'm telling you, Mike, you are a prime candidate for my new political party.
Okay.
Was it's it the guns party and party?
The guns and dope party, right?
Yeah, the party party. That's all we do is party, because I mean, unless we go to the I also got another party called the Anarchist Party, or the Articles of Confederation Party.
Oh, and, yeah. Sounds
and
I'm always down for a party. And let me tell you something. You know, if you get diagnosed with glaucoma, you haven't smoked enough weed yet. Okay? Or, oh, here's a great, if you get glaucoma, you're having trouble seeing, just take some acid.
No mushrooms. I like the mushrooms.
Say something. I'm going to run for president of the United States. I'm going to get on the ballot in all 50 states, and my whole platform is going to be drugging China with LSD, Sandoz LSD acid, so we can make sure their eyes open up more. Okay? Could you imagine the whole Chinese country on acid? We put in their water supply? It would be hilarious. Be like, oh, God. They might actually start caring about humanity. You know? I mean, dude, I would love to dose up the whole nation of China, with the psychedelics. Because, you know, I don't think Chinese people do psychedelics. Do you think they do?
I'm sure some of them do. Yeah, that's reminiscent of that movie Jacob's Ladder. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's something. But yeah, I totally into. Well, if I voted anymore, I'd put you on the ballot if I was that insane. I quit being insane probably about after Ron Paul. That was the last. That would did it for me. I went from independent right back to Republican just so that I could, you know, try to help support him. And D.D. Kidd told me 10 years before that it was all rigged, and I still had to beat my head against the wall to figure out that it is still rigged, and it's a selection. You know, it's not an election. They count the votes, you know, like Stalin said. I don't care who you vote for, just let me count them. Or even worse than that is Rothschild. You know, I don't care what kind of government you have as long as I can create the currency.
Yeah, even Ron Paul was all squared away. You know, if you go to the Masonic temple over there on Washington, D.C., it's got Ron Paul in there. He's a 33rd degree Mason, you know?
Yeah.
What's actually amazing, and he played his controlled opposition part correct. It's all acting. It's all WWF wrestling, you know, stuff.
Or but, NFL football. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's sports entertainment. You know, it's all the same stuff. You know what I mean? But
yep.
Here's what's interesting. You know, I got into this, like, weird. So I took some mushrooms, like, a couple weekends ago. I went to the mountains, took some mushrooms, and I hung out with this guy that was at the camping grounds. He was also tripping out. And he goes, dude, I told him that I do, like, conspiracy comedy radio. And he told me, he goes, like, dude, have you ever got into the rabbit hole of like Freemasonic hamburger fast food places, you know? And I was like, what? Wow. Yes, I have. Like Wendy's or Crystal's or White Castle. They're all square hamburgers because the owners of the businesses were 33rd degree Freemasons. They were all squared away. So yeah. Their hamburger is a square burger. Wendy's, square burger. Crystals, square burger. White Castle, squared burger. Okay? And they were all 33rd degree Masons. Larry Kroc didn't have the square burger of McDonald's, or as we call it here in Georgia, McDonald's, but he had the McDonald's golden arches with the 13 and the red behind it in the symbol of the store. So, and of course, Starbucks is Dionysus. Everybody knows this. So, I mean, it's really interesting. So, Freemasonic hamburgers. I could do a whole show on Freemasonic hamburgers.
What kind of meat do you suppose they put in it?
Well, according to the rabbi, they put in human flesh in the Freemasonic. This is conspiracy stuff that went back like 20 years ago. This was when conspiracy radio was great. Now it's like a reptilian tail, anal raping me in front of the queen. Who cares? Nobody cares. But it was more interesting when it was a 33rd degree Mason, Dave Thomas of Wendy's, was involved in Epstein Island sadistic sexual rituals. and then put out square hamburgers. That was the golden years of conspiracy radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So
you remember Motel Hell?
Oh yeah, Motel Hell. That was a great one, man.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're actually doing as well. You know, especially with all those poor little children that they're, you know, not wanting to tell anybody about that go missing every bloody year.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows, man? Yeah. All right, Gregory, we've got their callers, man. Thanks for the call, brother. I really appreciate
the call. Hey, thank you, man. Oh, one other thing.
Yeah,
does your girlfriend have any sisters, or do you just hand her off from time to time?
Now, let me tell you something. My Jewish girlfriend now has a yeast infection, which means that I get free pills when I go down on her.
All right, man. Love you much. Tell everybody I said hi.
All right. Next caller. I'm too lazy to look. Let it be a surprise. Have any call? Ed in Chicago. Oh my God, Chicago! One hell of a town. Ed, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Did you hear about the guy that the worker at the Gator plant that fell in the vent and he was drowning?
Repeat that one more time, Ed. You got a bad cell phone, dude.
The worker at the Guinness plant fell in the vent, and he was drowning. And the other workers tried to help him out and get him out of there, but he fought them off.
I love
it. Hell roach.
Damn it. I want another Guinness now. Come on.
Dude, I like your brother. The way I'm here, I gotta go. But excellent show. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for the call, brother. Take care. Next caller, Julie, who we got? Oh, that's all? Oh, damn. I got to have more content now. No, I'm just kidding. See. Did we get another break here soon, Julie, or what? This is the thing. Nobody, you know, talks to Julie or the board operators here enough on the show. Like, a good radio show is where you go, hey, Julie, what's going on? Julie, what's going on? Oh, 1 minute. Thank God. I got 1 minute. Oh, I'm going to get into Chick-fil-A. That's the whole thing I want to get into. I got a whole spiel on Chick-fil-A. And by the way, please call in because I'm running out of material, to be honest with you. I got Norman Vincent Peale's spiel in Chick-fil-A, Jesus Chicken and the Antichrist, Reptilian, Butt Rape, and Christianity. And I'm down to now, I've covered that. I've got a Freemasonic Hemp. I was going to do a whole segment on just the Freemasonic Hemp. You know, I'm going to break down the Freemasonic Hemp. I mean, don't you out there listening want to hear the conspiracy of the Freemasonic hamburger joints? There's so many. Dave Thomas of Wendy's. And by the way, the fact that Wendy was red-haired means she might be Andaluvian or whatever the hell. Whatever the hell the bloodline is to Jesus, going back to the, you know, the red heifer. You know, we get into crystals. We can get into White Castle. White Castle being a Freemasonic square burger. You know, used to be when they started 33 to a bag. You know, I love the Freemasonic hamburger stuff. Really good. When was the last time you tuned in to a radio show where
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network? Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Beyond the official narrative, guest host tonight, Monday, Mike Sledge, right here on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Radio Network, republicbroadcasting.org. And let me just remind you, there's not many old school stations like this out there. Send in your money to support, if you have it, send in your money to support this. This is free speech, man. We're having fun tonight. This is Happy Hour with Mike Sledge on Beyond the Official Narrative, filling in for the great Richard Carey, the Johnny Carson of the alt media. And I want to get back into this Freemasonic hamburger stuff because I find it really interesting. You know, this is like a whole new layer. You know, nobody talks about the Freemasonic hamburger stuff, you know, the Freemasonic fast food chain connections and all this. But I'm going to talk about it. And if you want to call in 512-248-8252. Or if you're on Fent on a park bench in San Francisco, call in 1-800-313-3637. 313-9443, or in New York, 800-313-9443. If you're interested, because I'm sure there's some fentanyl addicted bums that know all about the Freemasonic hamburger, all squared away conspiracy. You know, let me tell you something. And by the way, if you want to call in on the Donald Trump has already been assassinated, QAnon conspiracy, Christopher Walken is actually, if you missed the beginning of the show, Christopher Walken is playing Donald Trump now in the Letitia James AG trial in New York, and the Fannie Willis. I'm just waiting for Sir Mix-a-Lot to come out in the Fannie Willis trial. Yo, Fannie got big old back. Yo, Fannie got a big... My anaconda don't want none unless Donald Trump's free, son. So we got that going on. We got... God, what else we got going on? We got so much going on in the show. It's amazing. Back to the... So the conspiracy is that these Freemasons would try to take over the world through fast food restaurants. This is actually the most interesting conspiracy theory that nobody is talking about anymore. Everybody's talking about flat earth, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, did we land on the moon or not? No. I'm interested in Freemason hamburgers that are in square formations all over the country. You know, that's what I'm interested in. You know, Wendy's, for instance, you know, Dave Thomas, 33rd degree Freemason, square burger. When you go to Wendy's, square burger. It's a bigger burger than Crystal's or White Castle, but it's a bigger burger. Was he like a 99 degree Freemason? Like, did he exceed the squareness? Was he so all squared away that Dave Thomas of Wendy's and his redheaded daughter, which is a big deal, by the way, did he surpass? Did he go to the Illuminati level of square hamburgerness? It's a possibility. We got Jim in North Carolina. Jim, what do you think about the Freemasonic hamburgers? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know much about hamburgers, but I wanted to tell you about the last time I had a good guinea, a Guinness beer. It was at John Benny's in Dingle, Ireland, and he told me a little joke.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah. I'm sorry, would you like to hear it?
Oh, I would love to hear the joke. Go ahead.
Okay, so why did the two gay Irishmen get along so well?
Why?
Because Michael Fitzpatrick and Patrick Fitzmichael.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is the funniest gay Irish joke ever. I love that joke.
I prefer Grolsch beer, though. That's my fave. All right, enjoy your show, buddy.
All right, bye, man. Bye, brother. All
right, let's have a couple of Johnsonville brats. They'll work.
Yeah, they're okay. But, you know, I prefer not a brat, but a, what's the other German sausage? Knockwurst. I prefer knockwurst over bratwurst, to be honest with you. A good knockwurst is way better than bratwurst. You know, everybody's talking about bratwurst, you know. Knockwurst is better than bratwurst, in my opinion. So, but yeah, but getting back to the Freemasonic hamburger. So this Freemasonic hamburger conspiracy got so big that it even went into this fake, and this turned out to be a total farce. This fake rabbi on some alternative media radio show talking about there's human flesh in McDonald's, you know, this kind of thing. Yeah. This led to, like, this conspiracy rabbi hole of, like, corporate logos, right? And and so, Crystal, it's symbol is like the sunbolt going through a red square. And then White Castle, of course, is like, you know, total reptilian, like, you know, 33rd degree Freemason, you know, power control. We're the White Castle, you know, we're White Castle people, you know, this kind of thing. And then the Wendy's real interesting because, you know, his daughter was like this red-haired chick, Wendy, and he was, Dave Thomas was a 33rd degree Freemason. And his burgers are squared, but they're bigger than like Crystal's or White Castle. And so it was, is this guy part of the, what was that whole bloodline connected to? We can prove we're connected to Jesus, the red hair and all this kind of shit, stuff. I'm sorry, Julie, I'm sorry. stuff. If we could, you know, this kind of thing. You know, so it's really interesting. So Wendy's really, from an esoteric level, went over the top in the Freemasonic hamburger category, you know, because, you know, they had the red-haired kid, like, was this, what were they called? The Merovingians, yeah, the Merovingian bloodline. Like, I'm sitting here eating a Habsburg burger. A Habsburg burger, you know? And so you got this whole thing where like Dave Thomas and Wendy's, like, it's like a Habsburg burger, you know, this kind of thing. And so it's pretty interesting. Also, I wanted to get into tonight before we close the show, because I got a lot of cool stuff I'm looking at here. Oh God, what did I want to talk about besides Freemasonic hamburgers? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This oh my God, this Easter egg hunt I was invited to. Unbelievable, you know. You know, when you disagree with like people on a religious level, they freak out. You know, I was like, so my son is 16. And, you know, we listen to metal, we listen to, you know, we jam together. I play drums, he plays guitar, this kind of thing. And, we're into like hardcore stuff like Slayer, like, early Megadeth, like, Merciful Fate, like into all this cool stuff, you know, and Diamond Head and all this kind of cool bands, Motorhead. And, so he goes to Catholic school. He goes to the same Catholic school that I went to. Oh my God, I'm a Jesuit now. I'm probably controlled by the Jesuits. No, I'm not. I got kicked out of Catholic school at 12 for smoking weed and smuggling in a case of beer in my suitcase to a Catholic scout camp. Which probably saved my life. It probably saved me from getting butt raped. But anyway. He goes to the same school that I go to, and, you know, we're joking around about, you know, this. We were invited to the Easter egg hunt at this Grace City Evangelical Church by this recovering addict that this chick that was like, oh, God, I'm in recovery, and I've been sober for 2 years, and you might come to you and your son want to come to an Easter egg hunt? And I'm like, no. I mean, why the hell would I want to go to an Easter egg hunt with you? You know? I mean, literally, are they serving beer there? No. Why would I want to go? And here's the whole point. I said, look, if you're going to worship a Jew, okay, if you're going to be born again and worship a Jew, at least worship a Jew with balls, you know? You know, like if I was going to be a Christian, I would rather worship Meyer Lansky than this Jewish carpenter character they created. Because I don't know about you, but I've never met a Jewish carpenter in real life. Have you ever met a Jewish guy that builds stuff? I mean, carpentry is not a Jewish trait. Now, banking is. Now, you know, the closest that Jesus ever came to banking was when he overthrew the money changers' tables at the temple. But besides that, I mean, he's an unrealistic Jewish superhero. If you're going to worship a Jew superhero, worship Meyer Lansky or Bugsy Siegel. They actually did, like, a lot of things, you know? They created Vegas. I mean, I would say that Vegas is way bigger than your church, you know, with your cheesy pop psychology spiel going on. You know, so if I was going to worship a Jew, it would be like a combination of Bugsy Siegel and Meyer Lansky. You know, that would make more sense. You know? That would be like a really hardcore Jew. You know what I mean? Like, you know, involved in criminal activity, you know, getting stuff done, controlling money. You know, this guy, my God, controls the Federal Reserve. I mean, can you believe it? I mean, I worship a God that controls money. He controls commerce. No, your God you worship is like this, like, story. And this is why I believe the whole Jesus story was invented by Jews, because they made this Jew that they killed into such a weak character that nobody believes. It's like, oh, yeah, there's this Jewish guy that, you know, does not like sex and is into carpentry. And, you know, he controls nothing. He just has a great speaking voice, you know. He's like the Jerry Seinfeld on the old Golgotha that day. You know, it's like, hey, are you kidding me? Airline food. Hey. Yeah. The peacemakers. No, here at the earth. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, last time I flew to L.A., I mean, this is like, you know, the worst caricature of a God they want you to worship. So my point is, if you're going to worship a Jewish God, worship Meyer Lansky or Bugsy Siegel. They strong-armed their way. They did more than throwing over the money changers' tables. They invented casino gambling. They invented vice. They invented, like, these horrible, you know, things that everybody uses, like money. They invented money. They invented the control of money, you know? You know, it says in God we trust, right? On the back of the dollar bill, which nobody has anymore. I mean, good God. I mean, so my whole complaint is, get a better Jewish superhero, you know? I mean, no more breaks in the show. Yeah, the show's going to end soon. But, you know, this is my whole point. So get a, you know, they even gave you Mark in New York back for a second round. Mark in New York, what's going on?
I never do that, but I did it today.
Okay.
I'm Squared Away was a line from Mulder in The X-Files, last episode of Season 9. Now, I just learned through a six-hour YouTube video where the X-Factor winner was a 33rd degree Mason, is doing an expose. And he showed Duchovny and Anderson giving the Masonic symbols off camera in a still photo. Now,
very
in closing, I'm waiting for somebody out there who's a good short cartoonist to do an animated Rocky and Bullwinkle, doing the infamous "Watch me pull a rabbi out of the hat" shtick. Thanks, Mike.
Oh. Rocky and Bullwinkle was total Freemasonic imagery, right?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I just thought if they pulled a rabbi out of the hat, that would be pretty cool.
Well, it was not. They had Natasha, the spy, right? And they would always say on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show, there's 33 spies attached to Natasha, right? You remember this?
Oh, no.
Okay. You just opened up
a
whole new...
You mean I touched on something Masonic?
Dude, you opened up a whole new rabbit hole of Freemasonry.
Jeez.
Look.
All right, Mike.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
All right.
It connects to the Flintstones, too, by the way. They used to be the Royal Order of Buffalo, remember? Yeah, Fred and Barney.
I usually remember those early days, but I must not have watched it a whole lot.
God damn. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say Judy. But the whole point of the Flintstones was Fred and Barney going to the Royal Order of Buffalo Hall, which was the Freemasonic Hall, and they would go bowling afterwards. But they'd go do their thing at the Royal Order of was it Buffalo or it was something like that. Maybe somebody else can call in with the facts.
BPOE.
But, yeah. Yeah.
You talking about the BPOE?
Absolutely. So the Flintstones were like Aleister Crowley people. they were like the OTO. Like Fred and Barney were like in the OTO, like drinking baby blood and adrenochrome, you know, and then eating a brontosaurus burger and going home to Wilma and... Hey, honey, I killed a baby and drank his blood. You know, it was pretty funny. And then they eat a brontosaurus. Dude, I'm telling you, the Flintstones was a Freemasonic show as well. I'm telling you, man.
I think there was a great deal of influence. You know, that old Disney movie with the English cat. What the hell was that? Thomasina. I mean, that's early 60s, and they had to bring witchcraft into that. So it's been around for quite a long time.
And let's not forget Mary Poppins. Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. Sugar in your tank is a gay reference, right? So that was hinting at, Mary Poppins was hinting at turning young boys into being trans at an early age.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, absolutely, dude. Are you kidding me? Super casualistic? Only a gay bar would play that song.
You know, you might be 12 years younger, but you certainly got a hell of a lot more knowledge than I do. I've been at it 25 years, and you're way over my head.
That's because I'm a 33rd degree Freemason, man.
Yeah, and you're CIA funded too, right?
CIA funded. I'm a 33rd degree Freemason. I know all the tricks of the trade. Let me tell you right now.
And all right, I'll let you practice your tradecraft. I'm going to run and let somebody else on in case they're trying to call in.
Well, there's nobody on, man. You got to stay on, Dan. I'm freaking out of material.
All right. Well, this X Factor winner was a 33rd degree Mason, and he's got a 6-hour expose, and he's a great speaker, and he's got thousands of photos of people that are all doing these Masonic symbols. And, you know, I knew more about Freemasonry than any third degree Mason, any Master Mason ever knew. I've forgotten more about Freemasonry than they'll ever know. And this guy was blowing me away, and that's how I made it through 6 hours. Kind of like watching that Dennis Wise, The Greatest Story Never Told. That, if you can find that, boy, that'll put some spring in your step. That'll really show you what things were like, truly like. But this guy apparently was an accomplished singer. He won the X Factor Down Under, and he's a great speaker. And for 6 hours, he goes with illustrations on how much of this world entertainment and music and Hollywood and the powers that be. You know, I was amazed to hear about the picture of Ron Paul in that Freemasonic lodge. That was quite a shock for me. And I've come to probably my fourth, going on to my fifth level of understanding since 99. And I'm still learning. So that's why we got to have these shows that are you know, kick back, because really there's just more of the same. And your show definitely lightens it up, and I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for the call, brother. I really appreciate it, Mark. It really means a lot. And yeah, I tried to do, because for years I tried to, you know, I was all serious trying to beat down, you know, information into people, this kind of thing. It doesn't work that way, you know. You got to, and look, to be honest with you, we've always, since the beginning of civilization, since the knuckle-dragger troglodytes came out of the caves, you know, knuckle-dragging, and they created, you know, the first priesthood class that created, you know, that knew the secrets of fire. You know, fire was the first, by the way. This is why the symbol of the Brotherhood International is the symbol of the flame, because it represents the first technology that they used to control the non-initiate. The secret of fire was the key to running society back in the early days, because if you could build a fire and control things, then you had total power. Think about it. You're living in a caveman life. You're living amongst huge beast monsters that could rip you apart. And if you know the secret of the spark of the Lucifer, of creating the flame, the eternal flame, right? And you would pass on the secret of fire to the other brethren in your fraternity, you were the masters of everything. That was the original technology. Fire was the original AI, you know. And so, and that's why the flame is represented as the symbol of the secret brotherhood, because fire was the first technology. The secrets of friction, or creating a lucifuge, or creating the ability, the spark, the divine spark, right, of technology, of new life. Think about it. Fire, the ability to create fire, created a new civilization, you know. That was the first technology. And so they've taken it well beyond that now with AI and Elon Musk and Neuralink and all this. But anyway, we're coming.
Yeah, they got
to
a corner on the market. Corner of the market.
Yep. Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. And, you know, so the eternal flame, folks, their original technology, that's why they put the eternal flame out there as their biggest symbol, you know. And I just want to say, last couple of minutes.
And that was a slap in the face to the eternal flame of JFK's.
Thanks, Julie. Thanks, Richard Carey. Thank you all. See you next time. Beyond the Official Narrative. Republic Broadcasting. Take care.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. www.RepublicBroadcasting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.